Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence occurs again in September, and we are going to talk about it this morning. Barron Braswell is here this morning. Barron, it's great to have you back in studio. I haven't seen you in a while. Good morning.
Excited to be here, Ted. Excited to be here and just talk about our annual race and what it means not only to us as a family, but what it means to us as a community family, that we have the opportunity to come together once a year and talk about a very important issue and also fellowship with one another in a way that is an example for others to emulate, I believe.
It is a great day, and we'll get into all of that as we go along this morning. Deputy Margarita Figueroa here from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Good to have you here, Deputy Figueroa. It's been a while.
Good morning.
We've done a show, so it's good to have you here, and you always bring a great perspective from the from the Sheriff's Office. It's always in September. Cortland High School is the place, Barron, and like you say, it really is a chance to get together, and it's more than a race. There's an educational component. There's always a great program behind it, and again for a great cause.
Absolutely, that's part of the success of the race over the years, is that it has something for everyone. You have the what I call the real runners. They come out and run a mile or two before they actually run the race.
How do they do that?
Run another cool down run. But you have those runners out there, and then you have the guys and gals that just like to just go out for a jog and be competitive, and then you have some folks that just want to walk and enjoy the scenery and take on the course by just completing it. And then you have folks that just want to just sit in the bleachers and be spectators and see what's going on. And we appreciate everyone's presence at the race, and there's something for everyone at the race.
It is a September the 21st.
September the 21st.
At Cortland High School.
Yeah, but for some reason, I don't even know why it's always been the third Saturday of every year. It's the third Saturday in September. And I think maybe of the 19 races, well, 18 races that we've had, we've only had one year where it actually rained. And for the most part, the statistics say we have great weather.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep it on the third Saturday.
Again, if you go to BraswellRun.com, there's information on signing up, and that's the place to go, BraswellRun.com. We'll give you all kinds of information. This race is in memory of your son, Barron. You want to talk a little bit about why we run?
Yeah, the race was the genesis of the race was when my son passed away, and he was tragically murdered. His mother, who was a big runner, decided that, wouldn't it be a great idea to have a race in memory of him, and also to bring awareness of teen violence and the impact that it has on not only the victim and their families, but also the perpetrator and their families. And she hastily put it together, and we were surprised at the level of success that we had. I think we had about 300 or 400 runners. And we just kept doing it year after year after year. And it's become a part of the fabric of Spotsylvania County. And folks look forward to it. I know when I'm walking through the Walmart or something like that, mm-hmm. I'll see people with the T-shirt on from the year or previous years.
There's a
great deal of pride in knowing that, the race means something not only to, people individually, but it means a lot to me that it has staying power, and that the issue that we are championing is relevant even to this day.
And the Deputy Figueroa, when we talk about the issue, teen violence is something you work with kids and do a lot of this and see it firsthand in Spotsylvania and in this region. It's an issue.
Absolutely. You know, Ted, I've been trying to focus. So I have a very warm heart when it comes to teens and the violence in Spotsylvania County. And, you know, I was always like trying to target, you know, why? And now I'm trying to revamp the whole thing. And I was just like putting my notes together because I can go on a tangent on it and everything. And thinking about why a young person, 15, 16, 17 years old, why would they want to pick up a gun, a knife, and just randomly just want to just go to a person and then shoot them, pick them up, shoot them, or look at them and just target them.
Yeah.
And you think about these things and you wonder why they would want to do that. And you look at these dysfunctions in their family and why are they doing that? So you analyze this word and you think about them being having their backgrounds of either having dysfunctional homes, analyzing their backgrounds, analyzing what are they missing. Are they feeling invisible? And there's so much in them that in their little lives, imagine 15 years old of this teen life that they have no idea what life is. So there is some dysfunction there. So there's something wrong. So we have to take this child that has now done something in their lives and they have no reason. There's more to it. So they are feeling this invisible. We need to find out why. Why in their society they feel unseen, unheard, either their culture, their communities, they're feeling oppressed, or there's something unheard inside of them. And as a community, we got to figure out what that is. So we have to raise some kind of awareness. And with this, with the race, this is the reason why. Mm-hmm. And we are coming into the 19th year. And between the Braswell and Gwen, she has been trying to do this and finding this reason. We need to figure it out. I'm not going to tell you that I don't have the numbers with the sheriff's office with this year. The percentages of teen violence has gone down, but we still have knuckleheads out there doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and they're still doing things that we're seeing with their activities out there, that they should be doing different things, different activities, and so on. And the school system is still trying to work on that. There is some things still happening, but that's not for me to talk about here. But the violence is not up there like there was. We do see activities happening in the county, but it has significantly have gone down. Sheriff Harris works very hard on with the SROs being very active with the teens out there. But there's different things that I want to share that the community wants to have super, super awareness with this. It's not just a family's problem. It's not just when something happens with the community that is just a family's problem. It's our problem. If it's happening in Spotsylvania County, it is a community problem. We all need to wear awareness. You know, I talk about this with Gwen when she's handing out posters, and I love all the posters that is created, and I'm like, why can't it just be Deuce on all the posters? Because he was a fantastic looking guy out there, and I want to have his picture on everything. Maybe that's me being selfish, but I definitely think he was a great young man. I wish I would have spent time with him, but just because this cause is a great cause, and I don't want this teen to be forgotten.
Take a quick break and come back and talk more about this. Again, BraswellRun.com is the website to sign up for the race. There's you've been involved, Barron, with scholarships and all kinds of things we've got to talk about this morning. The Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is September 21st at Cortland High School. That's our topic. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Deputy Margarita Figueroa and Barron Braswell in this morning. The Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is September 21st at Cortland High School, BraswellRun.com. I want to pick up on some of the things that Deputy Figueroa talked about just a second ago, Barron. But in your case, Barron was a great kid. and he was truly a victim. He wasn't. He was the victim here of teen violence.
Yeah. Well, he was a tremendously wonderful kid, and I'm not just saying that because he was my father, but I mean he was my son. But he, you know, I've heard from other people of his interaction with them, and I had no idea until after he passed that he had a wonderful impact with other people. And he was a physical specimen. He was 6'1", he was 187 pounds, he was fast, he was a athletic machine. And but he was a very kind-hearted young man. He didn't bully people, and he made it a point to be a friend to those that he was around. And so he was a really great kid and had a great spirit. And the night that he died, all he wanted to do was just have a good time with some of his friends. I jokingly said he came up to me. He asked me if he could go to the dance. I said, eventually I acquiesced and said yes. He spent so much time in the bathroom and the shower getting cleaned up. He clearly wasn't going there to get into a fight. Yeah. He was there for other reasons, and he wanted to have a good time with his friends. And so that's the kind of young man he was.
To get the call that night just had to be, no parent ever in their, never anticipate something like that, especially where he was going.
That night I had to do experience two of the hardest things in my life. One was hearing from the doctor that he had passed, and having to tell some young friends of his to console them while I was still being trying to figure out what was going on, to get my equilibrium, to say, hey, you know, let's don't compound this problem by doing something that's not very smart. You know, they were, you know, kids that were seeking revenge, seeking retribution. And I had to, you know, immediately just say, hey, come on, that's not going to happen. I'm the only parent that's going to deal with this tonight. And you guys are going to go home. That's what's going to happen there. And then the next hardest thing I had to do was pick up the phone and call Gwen, who was living in Texas at the time, and tell her that, you know, our son has passed away, and it was murdered. Those were two of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life, and it was only by the grace of God that got me through each one of those situations, because you know, there's a, you know, there's a human desire to want you know, you go tit for tat, you know.
Sure.
And I just thank God that he took over and let me tell the young men the right thing to do, and just giving me the grace to be able to share with Gwen what was going on in a way that would provide her some support, even though it was devastating news.
Yeah. Deputy Figueroa just a minute ago talked about what the community loses when situations like this happen, and as you describe, you know, who Barron was and everything, that's so true. What we lose in any of these cases, whether there's a death involved or the person gets taken away and is incarcerated, everybody loses.
Yeah, we're all interconnected, and things just don't happen in a vacuum. If something happens to someone in our community, it does affect all of us, every single person. The level of impact, some people can feel it either directly or indirectly, but it does have an impact on us.
It's sad. It's just so sad.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing, no matter if someone gets injured or even death, the ultimate death. It's just sad. And at a young age, it's even sadder.
Well, and the thing that you've been able to bear, and the race bears it out, just to be able to talk about this subject, to talk about teen violence and bullying and all the things that go on with all the various aspects of bullying over the years, this race has been a great sounding. You've been able to really talk about things, and the sheriff's office has been able to talk about things. You know, we all understand it because we've seen it.
Yeah, you have to. I think the race provides a impetus to have the discussion. I mean, the race serves, you know, other purposes too, for scholarship. It's an athletic activity, yeah. Things of that nature. But it provides the impetus to have the discussion. And then once we are in a place where we can have really tough conversation with each other, then it gives us a platform for action. The you know, the leadership of our community kind of reflects the play, or they are emblematic of the community in which we serve, or what we serve in. And the problem is that leadership, not only at the national, state, and local level, we've lost the art of dialogue and having the opportunity to engage with each other in a constructive way so that we can actually resolve problems, to have some empathy for another person's position. Mm. Now, I don't want to make that a political argument, because that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to say is that nowadays, our leadership has lost its way when it comes to having or demonstrating what empathy actually looks like. And all you have to do is just turn on the television and watch folks that have different opinions about a matter deal with each other.
Sure.
Then you are all, you know, everyone's mortified as to children acting and responding in a way that they're not capable of, and then performing the horrific acts that they do. So,
Deputy Figueroa, you talked a few minutes ago about teen violence being down some in Spotsylvania, and that's good. That shows that some of these programs that the sheriff's office and that you've all been working on are having some kind of an impact.
They are. There's still a lot of significant other different things that are still occurring in the
sure.
sheriff's office. There's definitely things that should not be occurring, and you can still see them on our social media website, that we have things happening, things that have not been completely, crimes are still there being, like I said, occurring, because they are juveniles. We just can't blatantly put them out there. But there's still things happening in the county, and we desperately ask parents that if they know that their children are doing something, please let us know. We want to stop it now. There's, you know, this analogy I put down, I wrote it down, I hope everyone can understand it. Talking about teens who want to feel part of a group who aren't part of a family, a group, a village, or a village, don't feel part of that village. They want to burn it down to feel warm. I'll say it one more time. If a young person feel like they aren't a part of a village, they'll burn it down. So what they'll do is try to burn everything around them, and then they'll just destroy everything around them just to be part of something. So I want them to understand that there are so many people that want to help. Barron said something about people going to the race that aren't even doing anything in the race, and they are there just to support.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff Harris loves our youth. Because he knows that that's our legacy, and he supports them big time, and that's why going out there, talking to them, I'll see them, and just like yesterday, I was out there doing things for the Special Olympics, and you know, right after around 2:30ish, the high school kids were coming out. I was like, get over here, let me talk to you guys, and I was trying to recruit them to be part of the run that we have in June, because them little young whippersnappers can run, and so I was like, come on out. Let's get you recruited so you can start running for the Braswell race or some mascot stuff for us, because I want them to be part of community. And so let them be I don't want them to be afraid of police. We want them to be doing things with law enforcement. Not for them to be part of us, but just to let them know that, hey, we're with you.
And in the community and in your own neighborhood.
In our neighborhood.
Engage with kids.
Better choices.
Yeah.
Better choices, because you know what? We're out there. Or we can put you with other people that can do different things, because we're out there. We want to keep you guys engaged, just like when we were younger. We kept them. We used to do some things. I mean, didn't you do some great things when you were younger?
Great things. And you know, I think some of that, too, is technology. You know,
has changed.
Technology has pulled us away from learning the art of actually being social. I jokingly said that those who created social media are probably the most antisocial people.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
Yes,
and they know nothing about what it takes in order to establish a relationship. It actually takes work.
Baron, technology is great.
Yeah.
It is great, but it has also put a great big damper in.
It has.
We're letting technology lead us instead of us leading technology.
Correct.
Yeah. And you see that we oftentimes, and I'm guilty of this, of not knowing your neighbors.
Yeah.
You'll send them a text message. Hey, your mail's in my mailbox.
Right.
Yeah. Pick it up.
There just isn't that level anymore. And when you talk about community and making kids feel like they're in a community, maybe you can lessen the chances of some of this.
Right. Right, you know, and that's what I'm saying. We need to reach out and just say, hey, we're here.
Yeah, I you know, you bring up a really good point, too. I think that's one of the neat things about the race is it allows people to come together. That's why people enjoy coming, is because they can actually have interaction with other people.
Yes.
And the society in which we live in, for whatever reason, we don't do that anymore.
And
like you said, we don't really know who our neighbors are. And it's really easy to have no regard for someone if you don't know them. But when you know someone, you have some empathy for them and you try to figure out how to resolve relationships because relationships are important. I just think that's part of the problem that we had in the past is that, and I'm glad they're getting rid of or moving cell phones out of schools.
Right.
So kids can actually focus on, personal relationships,
Yeah. BraswellRun.com, the Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is September 21st at Cortland High School. Baron Braswell here, Deputy Margarita Figueroa from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Baron Braswell in this morning, Deputy Margarita Figueroa from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here as we talk about the Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. Sign up for it. It's September 21st at Cortland High School. There's a 5K run, there's a 1 mile run, or you can walk. Or you can sign up and walk a little bit, Baron, and turn around and come on back and enjoy seeing talking to people at the stadium.
You can sign up and get your t-shirt like my mother does and sits there and people
right.
watch.
Yeah.
You can do that as well.
I've done that.
There's something for everyone at the race. We love the fact that folks can come together from all different portions of Spotsylvania and come together and just fellowship, have a wonderful time. And have a memorable moment, but get something out of it that will bless your life, so that you can have something to think about, or your children have something to think about, so they can make good decisions in the future. So.
Over the years, you've also provided a number of scholarships, significant scholarships to students in the area. That's another part of this race that I think people don't realize that you've done.
Well, the Community Foundation administers the scholarships on our behalf. So we get an opportunity to vote. There's like 15 other members. So our vote is somewhat diluted. But, we actually like that because there's no indication of any type of favoritism or anything like that. And we were giving out two scholarships for men and two scholarships for young women. And we have increased it this year to three for each male and one and female. Because of the position of our investments with the foundation. So we're really excited about the opportunity to give out more. So direct scholarships to the students we've done, and I want to say it was well over $170,000 of scholarships that have been given out. Now, we also have indirect funding to the schools through our Friendly School Challenge, and we break it into high school division, middle school division, and elementary school division. And the school that registers the largest number of students for the race, that school gets $1,000. Second place, $500, and third place, $250. This year, we've added the caveat that you have to at least have a minimum of 15 students sign up in order to qualify for the award.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so we give direct funding in scholarships and indirect funding to students through contributions to the schools where the principals are ready to engage in competition. They love the opportunity to get a check for $1,000 and spend it on whatever they feel their students need.
Well, and it all goes to all the different efforts that you do to fight teen violence and to get the word out. Just to get the word out on strategies and what to look for and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's an impetus to have the discussion. You know, it wasn't designed to be the panacea to eradicate teen violence. It's just a way for us to shine our light in such a way that people would start having constructive conversations about what the problem really is and how to go about resolving it. And I think over the past 19 years, or past 18 years at least, you know, we've done our very level best to do that.
I know that the sheriff's office always looks for any opportunity to be able to talk to parents and kids and grandparents and just the community.
Before I forget, Baron, because I get folks to run the mascot run. We cannot forget the mascot run.
I forgot about the mascot run.
Oh, my gosh. The mascot run, and we're calling out for any mascots that want to come run because the sheriff's office has two mascots out there. And if anybody has mascots that want to run, please come out there and send out emails to run this little mascot run because this year is the ultimate mascot run. So please come out to make sure that everybody is ready to run the mascot run because we want to definitely have people out there. So as my job in the sheriff's office, I am the community relations and I am the crime prevention deputy. And one of the biggest things that we want to make sure that everyone knows that, yes, our job as all law enforcement officers is to enforce the laws, and the laws there are to be enforced. But I want to let you know that we love to educate all the parents out there. We want to make sure you guys know all the community crimes that are out, the programs. We want to let the family know that we have supports. There's mental health services, and we enforce the laws. So when there's teen violence is happening, we want to make sure that they know that, hey, we have these types of Gwen is texting me at the same time, so I'm trying to let everybody know everything that we have going on. We want to make sure that parents know that if your teen is going through some stuff, that we want to make sure we give you updates on stuff that's happening by addressing that, hey, this is what we can do to prevent the continuous crimes that are happening. We see things like assaults, bullying. Now that school's back in, we're going to see stuff like that happening. Our SROs that are in the school, Sheriff Harris is huge about the SROs being there, so we try to nip it with the schools when we see anything like that. The bullying, the thefts, vandalism, the drug-related offenses. If there is gang activities, we try to break that and nip it right there in the butt. We see if there's any mental health issues going around. We talk about that and how emotionally impacting that is for a child. We see the behaviors, and we try to provide a safe space. We encourage open communication. There's support there in the schools. We have promote some education and awareness with that as well. And we try to make sure we have some good skills going on with all that, positive relationship and so on.
One of the things we always talk about when we do this show is the fact, and you both have talked about this in past years, as parents, if you see your kids involved in behavior that you see is what they may be the bully or maybe they're being bullied, but to get involved with your kids.
I think parents are scared to step up, but we need to let the parents know that we can support them. I know that social services has classes to give them the assistance, but the sheriff's office has this citizen advisory board, and the sheriff's office has this board, and they want to have us get together so that we can get the parents and let them know that we can help you guys stand up and say we're parents and we can help you control your kids. Not the sheriff's office. The citizen advisory board wants to let you know that they want to help the parents. Yeah. So we're trying to get together and stand up so we can help you know that, hey, you're legally allowed to tell your kid, hey, yeah.
It's tough to be a kid. It's tough to be a parent right now.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of that, too, is we have to provide parent support. They are the main effort, in terms of having influence over their children, and we need to make sure that we provide them support. And that's why I was saying, this is a community process. The sheriff's office is clearly the main effort when it comes to public safety, and we are happy to partner with the sheriff's department in a supporting role to help them help our community be a safer place. And part of it is just one part is the teen violence part, but there's so many other aspects or components. And so, if you're asking, well, what can I do? How can I make sure that the community in which I live is a safe place, is not just what we do in terms of the teen violence, but there's so many other organizations that are beneficial to the sheriff's department in enhancing public safety, and just make yourself a part of it. I figured out, I'm surprised that our race is as big as it is in this community, but you don't have to have a big platform like that to make a difference. All you have to do is just allow yourself to be used and let your little light shine so that the work that needs to be done can be accomplished.
That's great, Baron. Thank you so much. I did say the Spotsylvania Citizen Advisory Board, and I'm like, you guys should know what that is. But in my brain, so much is going on. If anybody has ever met me, they know that I have like so much going on. But the Spotsylvania Citizen Advisory Board is a board that was established a while ago. And what they do, it's a board of the citizens in Spotsylvania County. And what they do is that we get together once a month and we talk about all the things that are happening in the county, and we make decisions. They make decisions, and I'm there as law enforcement to just let them know what I got and the things that are occurring in the county. Like you just said, there are little bits and pieces that people get together, just like when we come with the Braswell race, we'll talk about what's happening, and when we make the race, we conjoin all our thoughts, and everyone just puts everything together, just like the RSCSB. We will get together and put our resources. We do want to have a day that we can sit and make like an expo type deal, maybe not like an expo, but similar to it, that we can have parents come in and we can talk about and get their strength back and say, can I tell my kid, no, you can't have your phone after 8 and you're going to bed tonight? Or what if it happens if they get angry at me? Can I do this? Can I tell my 8-year-old, no, you can't be on the phone? Or can I take the Wi-Fi off? What if they get mad at me? What if they don't want to get on the bus? What rights do I have? Can we have social services here to help us to answer questions, the Commonwealth Attorney? We want to have a day so we can answer all these questions for them. So, yes.
As a parent, when you see something,
say something.
Say something. I was going to say, get involved. Don't just figure a teacher or, this will get worked out at school, or this will get worked out in youth group or,
that's right.
Or something. Get
that's
involved.
Right. That's right, because you know what? I'm sure that something could have stopped that night. That night, something could have stopped that night.
Well, I mean, you know, and I think, you know, I mean, hindsight is a great teacher, right?
Sure.
One of the things that I know as a parent, you know, that when my children were growing up, I had to rely on other people to help me, right? And so one of the things that we, and I think what I hear what Deputy McBride is saying is that, you know, we want parents to know that there's people out here that can help you.
Yeah.
You know, with some of the nuance of the challenge of being a parent, so that your kids grow up safely and that they you protect your children not only from being hurt or being someone that is going to hurt someone. But one of the things I did was I maximized those people that were around my son's life. And one of them is, I still have, even to this day, a very close relationship with Cortland High School's football coach, J.C. Hall.
Right.
Because I recognize the influence and power of coaches in our students' lives, in our children's lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to, it's one of those other little lights in our community that parents need to make sure that they, you know, reach out and have an engaging relationship with the coach and understand that the coach not only has a desire to win football games or baseball games or whatever it is, but they actually have a desire to nurture your child in a way that they would become great citizens. You know, and so being engaged, being a part of that, I think is helpful. I still believe that the race plays a role as an impetus for the discussion. But it's never been designed to solve the problem. We have to solve the problem by being a part of the solution, all of us.
Every year you have speakers that come in that before you give the awards out, everyone sits and hears from a couple of speakers who always just have powerful messages, usually somebody from the sheriff's office along with someone else in the community.
Right, right. And you know, and I over the years, you know, and we have to find a way to push it up just a little bit so more folks would hear that, because people, you know, have busy lives and then they leave and they miss the meat of the whole.
It is. That's easily, you've had some powerful speakers over the
right,
years.
Right, right. And we just want people to, you know, just hang in there just a little bit longer after the race and listen to some of the speakers, because we believe that they will enrich their lives, you know.
Deputy Figueroa, I keep thinking about what you just said about, you know, someone could have, if someone had had the training or if someone had just had, this could have been prevented, and that's why you want to train kids today to be able to prevent some of these things going on, so we don't have to keep doing shows like this.
Prevention is key. It's always key. Prevention is so important. If we can just learn not to put our hand too close to the fire, we probably won't get burned.
Yeah. Quick break. We'll wrap this up this morning. BraswellRun.com. The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is September 21st at Cortland High School. BraswellRun.com. Sign up. Baron Braswell here. Deputy Margarita Figueroa. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Baron Braswell, Deputy Margarita Figueroa here this morning. The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence, September 21st at Cortland High School. BraswellRun.com. Deputy Figueroa, you mentioned that you can sign up for the race. You can also sign up for the mascot run.
Yes, sir.
And you'll see a whole bunch of sponsors. I guess Germana is also part of this race now.
Germana, yes. Gwen is not here. She had to go to take care of some stuff in Richmond, and she apologized for not being here herself, but she asked Mr. Braswell to be here, but she wanted to make sure you knew Germana is a sponsor.
So over the years, Baron, the community has gotten so, this is, like you say, this is such a community event, and it's raised $172,000 in scholarship money, and I think you've all put a face on this. The tragedy that this remains, you've put a face on it, and who knows how many people have the tools to maybe prevent something like this.
We really believe that this was an impetus to have the discussion to get other people involved, we're excited about Germana engaging as a title sponsor. We believe that, whenever you have educational institutions involved, that's a great, they have a captive audience, and the captive audience is the target audience of who we're trying to influence.
Yes.
Right. So we're really thrilled about Germana being involved, and we just believe that if you give folks an opportunity, a platform to use what they have been designed to do, then we can solve a lot of our problems in terms of not only teen violence, but any problem in our community. But you just have to have an opportunity to discuss the matter in a constructive way.
Well, and over the years, I look at Gwen is so tied to this race and has talked and just talked so passionately about Barron and about just avoiding teen violence. You've gotten involved with the school board and pastoring a church. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office there's nobody, I don't think, in the state of Virginia, maybe in the United States, that doesn't talk about violence and prevention in working because of this situation and the loss of some girls over the years. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office has been through such tragedy, has dealt with such tragedies. You all do just such a great job, Deputy Figueroa, of being able to talk about these things in real life.
It's all about prevention, Ted. Yes, it's all about prevention. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's all about prevention, and it's if you can just prevent. Sheriff Harris has sent me to schools to be a RAD, rape aggression defense instructor, and because of that, we train females for rape aggression and defense, and we have instructors that do that, and there are so many people that contact me, mothers saying, please train my daughter before they go to college, or just train grandmothers, and so on, just to train, and it's just fantastic. People want to prevent things. And Baron, you said something earlier. I remember my daughters being in kindergarten, and they're now both in college. We were signing up for the race, and I remember when they were younger and we were running, and it's so, I still look at you guys, and I remember Deuce in the pit in the posters, and I still love this race. And now I work them. And Gwen is like a family member for me now, and I just love her. She's a best friend of mine, and now I love your family. So she just texted me again. just so you guys know, Germana Race for Credits, $500 goes towards college credits for enrolled students.
The incentivizing of the participation is always, it's sometimes some people get too carried away with incentivizing something, but we appreciate the fact that people find being a part of the race as an incentive to make their lives better.
Ultimately,
And just like what Margarita said, it was a blessing to her because not only did she have a venue to engage with her children, she met good friends, and we view her the same way, just like we view everyone we see. I look forward to walking around and seeing somebody that I haven't seen all year, and they call me by name, and I make a good attempt to try to call them by name, you know, because there's so many. So,
and every year, Baron, you and I talk about, some year you and I are going to run this race. And we're no closer to doing it, but we talk about it. We talk a good talk.
Look, I am I get out on the course, but there's not a lot of running going on.
I take a lot of pictures, and there's not a lot of running going on.
There's no running. It's some simulation of running, but there's no running going on.
BraswellRun.com is the website. September 21st at Cortland High School is the Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. BraswellRun.com. Baron Braswell, Deputy Margarita Figueroa, thank you both.
Thank you.
It's always a great show. Thank you all and for what you do, and see you in middle of September.
That's right. Can I give you one more shout out?
Real quick.
Eastern Virginia College is giving out four $1,000 scholarships.
WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.